crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 185, live from Times Square, New York City.
If you can't tell, because it's seriously noisy here.
It is. It's got a good vibe. A lot of people around.
This is our first. This is probably our biggest audience of people that are in front of us, and the largest amount of people that aren't here for us. Because it's the three of us.
People taking selfies. I'd like to say with us in it, but they're sort of they're going for sort of more the stairs.
Yeah, this is so cool. So this is the first episode within our America tour. Because for the month of October, we're pretty much going to be releasing episodes from America.
From the United States. And you can hear there's rap music behind me. There's a, like, we're right next to the road in Times Square. There's the, well, what area would you call this, TJ? Has it got a specific name?
So if you've ever come to Times Square, there's like a set of bleachers or like, you know, like a amphitheater.
Yeah.
And we're right there. This, I would say this is like the center of Times Square. Like the bit where everyone comes to and tries to take a photo.
It's got an overload of lights. That's what's perfect. Like, we've got Brie live streaming right now as we're doing an Insta story. But there's like the brightness from these LED screens.
There's so many colours, so much going on. I tell you what, I came here in 2012 and there's less selfie sticks than there were. I think it's like the death of the selfie stick. There's more gimbals, like people holding those like steady cams for mobile phones.
That's very true, the gimbals.
Have you seen them everywhere?
It only just hit me. This is the first episode back with you and I just together.
Yeah. And so it's we got here on Saturday night, so literally a day ago, and I'm pretty tired.
Yeah. So you flew from Melbourne to Los Angeles and then Los Angeles to New York.
Yeah, so funny on the because we did the Melbourne to LA is like 14 hours. What happened? Because I've always like gone really soft on utilizing the call button.
I've never used the call button in my life.
I was that person that was like, nah, I don't want to annoy them, don't want to interrupt them. They've got enough as it is. But this flight, I was like, I'm taking advantage of this. I'm going to drink, and I'm going to, like, when the lights are out and I'm doing what I want, I'm going to get another bottle of wine. But the reason I stopped after five bottles
of the mini wines, of course.
Of the mini wines, yeah.
So it's like, what, is it a glass per...
Two standard drinks per mini bottle, I don't know.
You had how many?
Five of them.
So you had 10 glasses of wine.
Well, no, I don't know. I think a standard drink doesn't equate to a glass. It's just a standard drink within...
You had 10 standard
drink of alcohol within a bottle. So I had 10 standard drinks.
So you're off your fucking face.
By the fourth, I should have stopped because each time I pressed it, he would come out and say, can I help you? And then I'd say, can I have some of that cab sav?
Yeah.
And he'd say, sure thing. And he'd go back in, get the bottle, come back out. So three times he did that. By the fourth time,
you were helping yourself.
And he just handed me the bottle of Shiraz.
They're enablers. I can't believe that they don't shut you off. Did you get the vibe that you were going to be shut off?
Not at all.
Off?
I could have kept going. I think it's like I'm not a loose unit. I used to be. But I wasn't seeming drunk. And I think if I was on a footy trip and I was seeming drunk, they'd bar me. But they probably had my nickname as Cab Sav. Just Cab Sav's pressing. And no, do you know what I did? I pressed the call button of the seat that was next to me that was vacant because I was like, fuck, I'll show them trying to bring out a Cab Sav.
You're asking like the people like three rows down, can you just press the button, get the wine and give it to me?
No, I pressed the button, next to me. So they wouldn't assume that I was the pisshead.
Was this at the beginning
of
the flight? Was there any sort of strategy to it?
No,
get so drunk you fall asleep?
No, I actually was going to have one. And then I had one. And then I was like, listen, I'm having another. And then had some good food. And then I was editing. So I was like getting a bit of a buzz while editing. And I was like, I got to keep going. Had three, four, five. I was asleep.
I think people who drink, like, I couldn't even imagine doing that with Coke Zeros. We had, Brie and I had
mate,
some kebab.
There's diminishing returns pretty quickly from drinking more than one Coke Zero.
But don't you think, like, would you feel weird if you went to a restaurant and got, say, three Coke Zeros in a sitting?
I think it's a waste. Because it's not doing anything for you.
Would you have had
alcohol
a liter?
At least is giving you a buzz.
Would you have had like a liter of wine then?
Well, I could say they were probably 200 mils, maybe.
Yeah, so you had about a
liter. I actually, surprisingly, I went to sleep, woke up, felt completely fine. And so I went again. That's no, I didn't go again.
No, that's good.
But that was my flight. You've been flying for the last 3 months everywhere.
Well, the lounge in Istanbul, that was a 6-hour layover.
Yeah.
6 hours. And I just feel like I'd spent a lot of time sitting and sleeping.
Yeah.
But that's all good. It's good to be together in person.
I loved touching down on American soil.
Yeah.
And just thinking about what's ahead for this month. And this is the starting point.
Yeah.
This is kicking off the momentum of the trip.
Yeah, once we get, you know, we're in the States for next few weeks, then we get back to Melbourne and it's all into the new business, big media company.
Yeah, that's exciting, but we've got to get through the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It is a sensory overload here.
Yeah.
Like, you've either stopped listening because you can hear too much ambient.
Yeah. Or maybe it's my panic attack that's doing it. Am I acting cool? Am I okay?
It is a bizarre city. Mm. Like, New York, I know you've heard, like, growing up, you hear about what it's like. You see it on Home Alone. If you're Josh, you don't see it on Home Alone because you haven't watched Home Alone. Please tell me you've watched Home Alone.
I've seen Home Alone, but is it based in New York? I don't remember
the
New York.
There is one where he goes to New York.
Yep.
And it's so cool.
But this is, I think, the thing to keep in mind is this New York City right now, this Times Square, is so different to the other part of New York, like where we are in Bowery.
Yeah.
Normal, like where we're staying in our Airbnb, it's a very different vibe.
It's So there's like, it's like suburbs in the same suburb.
Yeah.
Like the city of New York, it's quite big, but it's quite small at the same time. Like you can, in a day, you can sort of go up and down the whole thing, enjoying yourself. But there's like little boroughs, like where we're staying, Nolita, north of Little Italy.
Ah, that's what I didn't know.
Yeah,
that's
north of Little Italy. Like it's, I said to the guy at the airport, the customs dude, I said that, north of Little Italy, and he's like, what? I didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were getting, this was going into, you were in LA, so he probably didn't know all the New York stuff.
Yeah, I guess America's so big that, you might not
he
have
He thought
left
you were actually
LA.
Going north of Italy. He's like, wow, I didn't even know New York was close to Italy. Could have had that vibe. But we, coming in with the customs, Bree actually got to, we were put on the secondary screening list. I did an Insta story about this.
Does that mean they put the gloves on and go up?
Yeah, well, the SSSS is what it said on the boarding pass.
Slip, slap, slop. and bend over.
I think it's got that vibe. No, it's like secondary screening something something. But anyway, it just meant that when we were getting on the flight to from Istanbul to New York, we got like the full treatment, like they're asking all these questions, what we're doing, checking our shoes.
Do you think it could be the neck beard?
Well, that's what I'd mentioned.
No man has ever grown his chest all the way up to his face.
Other than me, it's a bit extreme. But could you live here?
Well, now it's a different thought because I think about my wife and having a baby.
Yeah.
And I've, like, just for the time that we've been here, not long, I've been fascinated by looking at families, young families, walking around the streets here. Because for one, it's super expensive.
Yeah.
And so I think, okay, what our situation is and how little money we have because of how expensive it is for a child.
Yeah.
Imagine that here. And so I think, fuck, imagine growing up here. And then I think about what a life would be like for a baby. So it's like, not being selfish because I'm like, for me, it'd be sick.
Mm.
I'd be fucking cruising around, making videos, like going to all these cafes, bars, but that's not the reality. So I think about the child and what would be, what kind of thinking and what you'd think the world is like by growing up in a place like this.
Yeah.
I think it'd positive and negative.
How does it change your perception of Melbourne, do you think? Just being here right now, what do you think of when you think of Melbourne?
If you think Melbourne is busy, you haven't been to America, like any of the main cities in America.
Yeah.
It is traffic here. The density of population and the difference in people.
Yeah.
You know?
There's just so many more people. Bree said, oh, geez, athletic wear is a big thing here.
Yeah,
but
you actually, had a good point.
But I think that what it is you just have a look around. I can't see anyone in athletic wear right now in Times Square. It's obviously not the location for a jog. But it's also like I think you see more of everything here. So you see more people in leggings and stuff because there's just so many more people.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I'm looking forward to... So today's Sunday here in New York. I'm looking forward to tomorrow seeing the shift in like... people were actually living their normal
going
life.
Going back to work.
Because the vibe right now is, it feels like a weekend. It feels different.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to sort of seeing how we're here and what that working week looks like.
We've got some guests lined up. We've got Brad Blanks.
Yes.
On Tuesday, on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, you've probably heard, if you've listened to Hamish and Andy over their existence, you probably heard him, celeb, bringing the celebs.
He's done like thousands of celebrity interviews.
Yeah. And I've got a friend, Josh Pitterman, who happens to be in town.
Yeah. He was the male lead in Carole King's musical Beautiful, which just wrapped up in Australia.
It's the fact that it's wrapped up, it was like, oh, damn, I should have gone. But I had like 6 months to go.
That's always the way with musicals, though, I feel, is the... it feels like you have all of this time to go, but then you're like, oh man, I didn't go. It's like, how long was it on for? It's like, 24 months.
Yeah, they do long stints. I mean, this is the home of musical theatre.
Do you reckon we'll go? Should we try and go to a Broadway? Like, what about if we do the lottery thing? It's only like $36.
A $36?
So the way that works, Bree and I did this when we were in New York a few years ago for Book of Mormon. But you go... Basically, an hour before, I think it's an hour before, the performance, whatever the fuck, what is it called?
The show.
The show. And you put your name in a hat and they have a certain amount of tickets that are allocated, which are the best tickets in the house. So there was a dude that was running a Broadway show and he basically said, I want it to be open for, you know, people who don't have as much money, people like students and things like that, to be able to afford to go and experience.
It's a great idea.
Arts. So what they do is they give some of the best tickets to this lottery. So you rock up, put your name in, they pull your name out, you will say either you get one or two tickets based on whether you've asked for one or two, and then you have to show ID, have to pay in cash, and you...
It's a good write-off under the table.
Exactly.
Covered up with, we're doing something good for people.
But I think that would be a bit of fun.
Yeah, if I was to pay $36, the exchange rate where we are now in America, last time I was here, 2012, parity, it was $1.06 or something.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Can you explain what you were doing in the US last time you were here?
Yeah, very different. I was very single. And very childless and very irresponsible.
Childish.
I was the child. I was here doing Suck on That, Jules Lund, which was a web series that my friend Fitzy and I created, all based around sharing our exploits and adventures, being single and carefree with our mate who was, you know, who had a lot of responsibility, Jules Lund. And to be honest, trying to leverage his somewhat... celeb status back then.
So Jules is basically at home doing his radio gig, and Fitzy were exploring the US.
Yeah, and it was at a time where I bought the editing software before we went away.
Full cowboyed it.
Full cowboyed.
Did you really pay for it, or what?
I paid $280 or $350.
Was it FCPX?
It's now $600.
Was it Final Cut Pro 10?
It was Final Cut Pro 10.
Wow, so you must have just gotten.
Yeah.
That would have only just come out, like only a year prior. I think it came out in 2011.
It was super new, and I had no idea what I'm doing. But somehow, I fucking created 7 videos that were actually pretty good. Now I have like. Oh, there's a horse coming up behind you. Oh, my.
Classic.
Hello.
Oh, it's very, very
hello.
Close.
I'm gonna bring this up. Hello, horsey.
Hello.
Oh,
he wants a carrot.
Here, hold that.
Oh, yeah. We're just giving him a carrot now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Carrot for you. Oh, gee.
Wow. We've got a full carrot
sound.
The
horse just ate a carrot.
Perfect. I should always carry carrots wherever we go.
That was very unusual. First time that we can say that I've fed a horse with a carrot on the Daily Talk Show.
This actually, the horse seems happy. When I was in Europe,
the horse is real happy. He's in New York City, baby. I'm happy.
I just being in Santorini, that was quite distracting, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Well, you nearly got your ear bitten off by a
Well, I think
horse.
It was coming after the mic. But the funny thing is, we've currently got the GoPro set up, and you've attached it to your shoe.
Yeah, and you held the shoe while filming that.
And so
amateur.
And Bree's taking photos behind the scenes, so she'll have a photo of me holding a shoe at the horse, which is perfect. Caption this on our Reddit. But no, so you managed to get Bree to show me the phone. That's great. Look at that.
It looks
like it looks. I mean, it doesn't look. It doesn't look too.
We look confused,
cruel.
And we were confused. Yeah.
But Bree's just showing us the look. Tommy's just has no idea what's going on. But no, so you managed to leverage. You just had what sort of camera did you have?
We had S100.
Yep, another one. It's like a little Canon.
Here's the reality of that camera. It only shot 23 frames per second, so like that 2398.
Yeah.
So it didn't even shoot the frame rate that we needed.
Did that fuck up?
I didn't
when
know
doing
what
sound
a frame rate
stuff?
Was. Somehow it didn't fuck up.
Wow.
Bizarre, but so that was
it's
all.
It's literally
we had.
A point and shoot. It's smaller than like the G7Xs.
Oh
and
yeah,
all that
much
sort of
smaller.
Thing.
And we somehow cowboyed the audio. Yeah. I was holding an iPhone all of the time.
Yeah.
And then I worked out there was a synchronized clips function, so I was like smashing that.
That's so
and
funny.
It sounded fine. It was actually amazing.
And so you managed. What I love was you went to what was it? Petaluma or no? It was
Katz's Deli.
No.
Wine
region,
Napa Valley
in California,
San Fran. Yeah.
And you managed to just get like a free tour.
It was at a time, so I reckon if we tried this now, they'd tell us to get fucked.
Well, they would straight away ask how many followers we have.
Exactly, but 2012 was still this fresh time, and I thought the States would be like further ahead with knowing this stuff, but literally we got into nightclubs for free. We got like backstage. When I say backstage, I mean like behind cafes.
Yeah.
And like, you know, tours of behind us. We're getting just getting really distracted here. And we called up this wine company.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, we've got an online TV show, which we did.
How many episodes had you done at that point? Because you were editing them as you went.
Maybe two or three.
Yeah.
We didn't even send them anything. We just said, we've got an online TV show. We'd love to do a video and feature your business in there. And so it was manipulation at its best.
But don't you feel the problem I have with that is when you rock up with your little point and shoot camera.
Mate,
did you feel
I had no idea.
No anxiety.
I thought it was like these guys are going to think it's legit. And
would you feel embarrassed doing it now, do you think, or no? Because I guess you got the content done.
I would be more aware of what it looks like, but I would be of the understanding that it's not about the piece of gear that you use.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about the
what you do
with it.
So type in
it's
suck
about the
on
size
that.
Of it. It's about what you do with it.
And suck on that Jules Lund if you type it in on YouTube. You have a YouTube channel that has one of the videos has over 100,000 views.
200,000.
Yeah,
205,000.
Because some lecturer in uni was like, hey,
if you want to
make it big.
You know, they said, oh, can we use that in our lecture?
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but there was a moment where it just got 80,000 views in a couple of days. Whoa. Oh, geez. Yeah.
That looks like
a Batmobile.
It literally looks like it's a three-wheel car. There's some real kooky fuckers that come out in New York, isn't it?
Dude, there is kooky. Yeah, that's like...
There's the highs and the lows. It's the epitome of human nature, not the musical group, but just like you've got everything. You've got sort of advertising. You've got people just like we just passed someone before who had no clothes on and she was like
a sensory overload. Sorry, there was a new girl with painted breasts.
Yes,
that was very surprising. It's a sensory overload in that every one of your senses, sight, smell. Taste.
Yeah. It smells like shit. It smells sweet.
No, is exploited.
Yeah.
So visually, like, you are seeing advertising, you're seeing the weirdest of things.
Yeah.
Smelling. It's got everything. I just smelt like cotton candy or like popcorn.
It smells like Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then it will smell like shit.
Yeah. And then a horse will come behind and fart.
Yeah.
And then you're done. But it is just exploitation of senses.
Mm. So Reddit, You're on board with Reddit?
Yeah, yeah, I'm on board.
So
can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Amy was listening to our shows in reverse, so she was going like the latest one and then would go back a few and then would go back a few. And what she noticed was you being super on board with Reddit.
Yeah.
Mate, this is it. This is us. Whoa. Yeah. Like, got to get on it. And then like the previous step before that,
yeah,
and then the step before that, which was like you weren't that. We're like, oh, I don't know. But she, you can hear a gradual if
the
you
extremes.
Listen. Yeah, you can hear the gradual extremes, or it's just like tipping point.
And now I've
every episode,
full,
maybe
full
a little
line.
Bit. Oh, I reckon maybe you should try it. James mentioned it. Not sure about Reddit. It's
fuck
so
Reddit.
Great. It's so great. So if you're listening to this forward, you've just heard the gradual sort of development of the Reddit, which is great. It's a fucking flow-on effect of this show.
Yeah.
And what
I think
we're
it's
doing.
A good opportunity to get, when we have people like Brad Blanks on the show, if he mentions bits, we can put all that in.
Yeah.
It's just a good opportunity to, like, he's got all of these clips from his times. Like, I'd heard he'd done, like, since 2006, he'd been recording every single video.
Wow. I wonder if he's actually kept them on hard drives or they're still on tapes.
Yeah. Don't know. We'll have to find out. So New York, we're here for a few days. Then we fly to Los Angeles. We've got comedians lined up.
Yeah.
We've
filmmakers.
Authors.
Yeah.
We're actually very pumped with some of the guests we have,
yeah,
but we're trying to keep our cool until we have them in the can.
Yeah, I think that's the only way we can play it.
Mm.
We're just going to do it. Be us.
What's on
have
the
fun.
What's on the food list? Let's talk food diary.
Oh yeah, Shake Shack, In-N-Out Burger, cookies. We're in New York, so pretzels.
Is New York
don't believe it.
Known for cookies.
I know there is a lot of cookie places,
yeah,
and there's some of the best. Like we've been eyeing off some food porn on Insta.
Yeah,
and they look ridiculous. Pretzels here are bullshit.
Mm. As in bad? Or good?
I think like there's all these little carts that sell food down every second street, and there's like they have a big like novelty sized pretzel, hot pretzels here.
Yeah,
I don't see many people other than tourists eating the pretzels, but maybe locals do. I don't know.
Overdid it with the Shake Shack that we had before.
Yeah,
getting the shake and the burger and the chips.
Yeah, no one needs that.
It was just too much.
All right, That's classic New York. I'm walking here.
A lot of horns. You haven't gotten comfortable with the jaywalking yet.
No, I don't know the deal. Well,
given you're such a cowboy, it really surprises me.
Hey, it's only been like a day.
No, because you are sort of you are waiting at the lights as it's red, and I've me, who's meant to be sort of the more sort of conservative,
yeah,
less of a cowboy.
No, true. But one thing I will say is there's no. One thing I will say is there's no, there is no sound, so you have to be looking, and half the time I'm not looking at the little man.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes in Melbourne I just wait until it goes,
yeah,
and then I start walking. So I'm a bit freaked,
bit triggered. The thing with being in the US is I do tend to, my diet goes a little bit wacky.
You mean you eat shit food because it's everywhere?
I mean,
yeah.
If you think of cherry-flavoured Sprite.
Should we get a live Vox Pop?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me. Can I just get your thoughts on what you feel about New York City?
It's busy and it's great.
Yeah.
Are you from here?
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh, amazing. How are the city bikes? Have you ridden far?
It's okay. It's just a little bit challenging with a lot of people, but it's manageable.
Yeah, you're doing an amazing job being in Times Square. Are you staying close by here or are you riding around?
Riding around.
Okay, you better have a good one.
Good luck. Be safe.
Good Vox Pop. Good
banter. Yeah, great Vox Pop. So that was, they were on the equivalent of, it was the equivalent of an O-bike.
Yeah.
Brie
was just saying
bikes.
She felt safe because you were here. Is that what you were just saying? She was looking at Brie a lot.
Two men with microphones.
But, yeah, we seem okay.
Well, yeah, thanks. Do we have your permission to use that?
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, she said yes.
Yeah, we got that A-OK. But no, I feel like I'm fairly normal here in New York City.
Yeah. The people that are here are also tourists within their own country.
Mm.
Like,
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I've met a few people, seen a few people, heard them talking, and they're not from here, but they're just here for the weekend or visiting. This is one of the coolest places on earth.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. I never get over this.
I mean, not to bring it back to food too much, but this morning was the perfect vibe. Waking up.
Yeah.
7 in the morning, walking to a diner,
yeah,
having is all you can eat coffee. Is that,
yeah,
what you,
but what did you ask her and what did she say?
I just said, can I have some water? And she said, no. I said, please. But she was just...
Yeah, a classic troll from a New Yorker who works in a diner.
And she was joking.
Yeah, she's
fucking around. I'd been from Italy, so I thought that was, she was serious.
I couldn't gauge. She had no grasp of being sarcastic and the level at which she committed to full fucking
with you. It was so sarcastic. It was real. It had that vibe.
And then someone said to us as we were walking out, see you tomorrow. Whoa.
She's
bipolar. That's the city.
Yeah.
The city is bipolar.
Yeah, it is.
Ups and downs.
It's very extreme.
Yeah.
And currently right now, I don't even know what time. Do you know what time
it
is right
now?
I have no.
Can I just note, you looked at your watch. You have a watch on to tell the time, but you haven't changed the time?
No, I haven't. I need to know which button I press.
It's 7:54 p.m.
On Sunday.
Hey,
so it's Monday here in Australia.
We've just made it.
Why?
Lynn Jansen has started following the Daily Talk Show.
Can you believe it's taken
Lynn, your support,
my mum
185 episodes in, is amazing. Thanks.
Do you think it's maybe because I mentioned her on the last show?
I think
on Friday's show, I had said that she didn't listen. So maybe this is
really?
Her little hat tip
that.
To say it feels like we're a little bit sleep deprived still. Still have still need to catch up on sleep.
But we've got, a fun trip ahead.
Yep.
And I've still got one shoe off. And well, my foot's getting cold.
Because holding the GoPro.
Yeah.
Hi at the Daily Talk Show is our email address. If you want to email us any thoughts, any tips while we're here in the States.
Yeah.
It's going to go quickly though.
It's every trip.
Yeah.
This already feels like we've been here for a day and a bit. Or the first... Actually, no. Just over 24 hours.
Mm.
But it feels like I don't want to waste it, so we want to do lots of stuff. But then doing lots of stuff makes you feel like it's going fast because you're so stimulated.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go to Central Park. We're going to do an episode from there. If you actually want us to do an episode from somewhere in New York, let us know.
Yeah, let us know sooner rather than later because it'll be
we'll be
out of here in no time.
You'll be funding it if we have to come back to do it.
And so. Los Angeles as well. And we'll probably actually in the next few episodes, we'll actually have some things to talk about as well. We'll be moving around. The Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone, with Brad Blanks. The celebrity fucking reporter.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
See you guys.